Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
512 News Radio 92.3, busy afternoon. We're going to dive into the top three stories here in just a second. And also, coming up in less than 5 minutes, Ashley Hoffberger, District 4 Escambia Commissioner, is conducting a town hall meeting on Pensacola Beach this afternoon. We will talk about that. Ashley joins us in about 5 minutes. But let's go ahead and do the top three stories. Story number one, coming up.
Here's today's top three stories.
Okay, with the return of curbside recycling, City of Pensacola's trash rates could potentially change. The new rates will go into effect on July 1st if approved by the City Council during their meeting on June 12th. Residential customers will pay $24.99 for once-a-week pickup or $32.99 to add recycling service. Commercial property owners who use the city for trash pickup, they're going to take the biggest hit under this proposed plan, with rates for basic service increasing by at least $22.54 a month.
And Mayor Reeves addressing the high cost of child care for working families in Pensacola. Today, he held a child care summit. The meeting was organized to bring people involved in child care services together to discuss potential ideas and concepts. Reeves found that 15% of parents had left a job in the last 6 months because of issues with child care.
Okay, here comes number three in the top three stories this afternoon. The past Memorial Day marked one of the busiest days in Pensacola International Airport's history. Over 13,450 travelers. Monday marked the fourth busiest travel day in the airport's history and the second largest of 2025. PNS officials say most airports grow at a rate of 3 to 4%. PNS last year grew 14%, and this year the airport is up about 4 to 5%. All right, joining us this afternoon, District 4 Commissioner Ashley Hoffberger, conducting a Pensacola Beach town hall meeting this afternoon. Ashley, it's a pretty important meeting, is it?
So Pensacola Beach Advocates President Rhonda Dorfin had reached out, and she had received feedback from the beach residents that there were a lot of questions about how the red light on the beach functioned, how people were getting on and off the beach effectively, what is the current plan, what is the timing patterns. And then folks had been reaching out to her, they had been reaching out to me, they were emailing the District 4. And so I really collaborated with Pensacola Beach Advocates to have a town hall to explain how the red light currently works, what the timing procedures are, to get their feedback. So what are they seeing on the weekends when we have over 20,000 cars go through the toll plaza, what that looks like, how it impacts them, and ways that we might can make that a little bit better with our current procedures that we have in place. And obviously the long-term goal is to integrate some AI into there, get some better infrastructure on the beach. But until that happens, just really making sure that everybody is aware of the situation and that we're maximizing the things that we have in place.
Okay, we're just saying goodbye to Memorial Day 2025, getting ready for the big July 4th weekend. What are some of the main obstacles, like traffic? Is that right there on the top of the list for the meeting?
This is really specifically a traffic town hall meeting. So we're having the folks that program the red light to really control the traffic. They are actually presenting at the meeting, so it'll be a very informative meeting for the beach residents since it does impact them the most. They'll be able to ask their questions, put ideas forward, and it'll be a very collaborative session between the engineering department and the beach residents.
You know, I know you mentioned it's an ideal platform for residents and business leaders to attend this meeting. What about the general public?
They are more than welcome to attend as well. Obviously, for those of us who don't live out on the beach, we're mostly affected when we drive out to the beach, depending on what time of the year it is and what time of the day we decide to go. So they're more than welcome to attend it as well. But the people who are most affected are those who experience this, and not just every single weekend, but in the last year, we've had over 55 days throughout the year where more than 20,000 cars went through the toll booth. So if we look at that, that is a huge increase over where we were just 2 years ago or 5 years ago. So really working with everybody so they're in loop, they're informed, they understand what the process is, and also feedback to our engineering department on how we might be able to make that better.
Okay, District 4 Commissioner Ashley Hoffberger, have a great meeting this afternoon and enjoy that sunset today.
Yes, wonderful. Thank you so much. You have a great afternoon as well.
Okay, 515, Austin Price, looking at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Let's see, looking at the roads here, not too much going on from what I can see. Do have some backups on Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard. Also have some on Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. And on Brent Lane, if you are traveling, this is going to be westbound towards North Davis Highway, that intersection, actually causing backups on both roads there. Last major spots, Highway 90, traveling eastbound passing Avalon Boulevard. As for the weather, sitting at around 85 degrees, low of 74 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 85 and a decent chance of thunderstorm chances. Thursday night's low is going to be 74.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Okay, 517 News Radio 92.3. ECUA is responding to another massive sewage spill. This time, nearly 13,000 gallons of raw sewage spilled, and some of that sludge got into Escambia Bay. ECUA officials say a more permanent solution is on the way. The utility is now replacing a 6,000-foot pipeline between Olive and Addison Roads. It was that busted pipeline that caused Sunday's massive spill. ECUA says the project will be done between July and August.
And with the start of hurricane season just a few days away, the Escambia County EOC conducted storm response simulations both this morning and this afternoon. Escambia County Public Safety PIO Davis Wood says the simulations were supposed to be as realistic as possible, with even a couple of surprises being thrown into the mix.
Hurricanes are extremely unpredictable. Any kind of activation is unpredictable, and you're going to be thrown a curveball that you have to be ready for.
The simulations included a tree crashing through an assisted living center, forcing the evacuation of residents, as well as gas leaks and power outages. As for after a storm, the simulation crew also taught participants how to deter drones from flying over damaged areas.
Afternoon, everybody. It is 518, News Radio 92.3. Put this down on your calendar. The Grand Fiesta Parade rolling 7 o'clock Friday afternoon or evening in downtown Pensacola. Road closures do begin at 4. Cars parked on the parade route will be towed. The Jefferson Street parking garage might be an accessible alternative for you.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Well, a youth pastor and foster parent facing sexual abuse charges in Florida. 40-year-old Daniel Lampin accused of abusing foster children in his care. He faces 24 counts of sexual battery by a custodian. Sheriff Marcos Lopez says there could be additional victims. He urges anyone with information to come forward.
Okay, the University of Florida getting closer to naming its next president. Fox's Ted Linder has more on News Radio 92.3.
On Tuesday, the school's Board of Trustees approved Santa Ono, the former president of the University of Michigan, to lead the state's flagship university. His appointment now awaits final approval from the Florida Board of Governors. Ono would replace interim president Kent Fuchs, who returned after Ben Sass resigned last year amid controversy over high spending and hiring practices. Ono says he's excited to join what he called the palpable energy of the Gator Nation. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
All right. And also, with hurricane season approaching, one Florida lawmaker thinks a bill she sponsored will make the state stronger. Republican State Representative Fiona McFarland sponsored Senate Bill 180 to address hurricane recovery. It passed this month, but it has not been signed into law yet. It's designed to make it easier to rebuild after a storm, and it also requires local governments to have a plan to deal with disasters.
Okay. Yeah, well, we're talking about the University of Florida. Scientists at the university have discovered a new bug. CJ Papa has more.
Home and boat owners are encouraged not to bug out, but to watch out for evidence of termites on their property. Two different termite species are breeding, creating a hybrid termite with colonies confirmed in South Florida. Researchers at the University of Florida say for most subterranean termites and Asian subterranean termites are coexisting and mating with each other. The lead author of the study called it not great news that the two most destructive termites in the world are hybridizing in Florida. Maps from the study show a large presence of both species of the destructive insects in southeast Florida, as well as the Tampa area. CJ Papa, Fox News.
520 on the nose here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. Back in just a few minutes with some of the hardest-hitting national stories for you right here on News Radio 92.3.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Judge not that ye be not judged. Consider with me what that really means. That phrase is not a command against making judgments, but in contrast, Matthew 7, 1 through 6 is a command to judge properly. It's so easy to find fault in others, but the first rule of proper judgment is to consider and address your own faults. The second rule is to be sure that your judgments are clear and not clouded by a self-serving carnal agenda. Thirdly, don't waste your judgments on people who won't value them. For example, if you have a very valuable pearl necklace and you you cast it into a pig pen, that would be foolish because the pigs don't understand the worth of the pearls. In the same way, you should be cautious with where you cast your valuable Bible-based judgments. So judge wisely.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of Northstone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Hey, Escambia. Today, ECUA is talking trash.
Specifically, bulk waste.
July 1st, 2023, bulk service changed to call for pickup. Schedule a pickup by calling the ECUA customer service department anytime before 2 p.m. on the day prior to your normal pickup day. Bulk pickup is still included at no additional charge. Schedule a free bulk waste or special pickup for construction debris for an additional fee. Call customer service at 850-476-0480. More information at ecua.fl.gov.
Know what to throw, 850.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Hi, I'd like to report a bear hug.
Okay.
Well, we were building a bonfire, and I saw some, like, dry brush and leaves around, so, you know, I said to move the bonfire somewhere else, and out of nowhere, Smokey Bear shows up and hugs me.
So you noticed some wildfire hazards, and moved your bonfire to a safer location.
Yeah,
that's Smokey, all right. He likes when people help prevent wildfires. It hits him close to home. Not everybody gets the hug, my friend. So that's pretty special, to get a hug from Smokey Bear.
So it was him. Hey, guys, I told you it was Smokey.
Okay, well, congratulations, my friend. And thanks for calling. There are many ways to prevent a wildfire. Learn how you can do your part at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Sponsored by the U.S. Forest Service, Ad Council, and your state forester.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit Davis Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Okay, 5:24 afternoon, everybody. This is News Radio 92.3. Stocks ending down today as investors await major tech earnings. Business's Jerry Willis on the Fox division is in NYC this afternoon.
Stocks in the red as traders await earnings from AI giant NVIDIA. At the close, the Dow down 244 points, the S&P lower by 32, the NASDAQ down 98. The NVIDIA report will be scoured for clues on infrastructure demand. Expectations are high because the company routinely beats Wall Street expectations. Meanwhile, traders also focused on minutes from the Federal Reserve, which tracked rising inflation. Officials in that report noting uncertainty about the economic outlook. Utilities, energy, and healthcare sectors under pressure today. In the bond market, the 10-year Treasury yield nearing 4.5%. In New York, Jerry Willis, Fox News.
All right, 5:25. Austin Price looking at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Yes, we do have some backups on 9 Mile Road if you are traveling westbound towards Kim Strand Road, so be on the lookout for that. Also on Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, and some backups still at the intersection of Brent Lane and North Davis Highway. This could very well be some alternate routing because of the closure we have on North 9th Avenue between Roy Street and the Carpenter Creeks area, so be on the lookout for that. As for the weather, sitting at around 85 degrees, low of 74 tonight, we're going to see our rainfall chances increase soundly on Thursday, where the high will be 85 and the low will once again be 74.
Okay, 9 months after Hurricane Helene destroyed communities in the southeast, fallen trees are creating an increased wildfire risk. Fox's Asher Red has more from Manchester, Tennessee.
Sawmills are stepping in, hoping to clear the forests of trees toppled by Hurricane Helene 9 months ago. Johnny Evans, owner of Evans Lumber Company, says many of the trees can be turned into mulch, construction materials, and paper.
It's a
a resource that God gives us, and we need to recycle it instead of letting it rot into the ground.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture is pitching in $23 million to clear dead trees from high-risk wildfire zones across the country. The effort supports President Trump's executive order to boost domestic timber production by 25%. The U.S. Forestry Service is simplifying the permitting and contracting process for sawmills hoping to get in on the timber supply. In Manchester, Tennessee, Asher Red, Fox News.
And the devil in the Ozarks is still evading police. Grant Hardin was the former police chief of Gateway, Arkansas. He was convicted of murder and rape in 2017 and sentenced to decades behind bars. He was also the subject of a 2023 TV documentary called Devil in the Ozarks. The 56-year-old escaped from prison on Sunday by disguising himself as a law enforcement officer.
Okay, 5:28 afternoon slipping by here. House Republicans have questions about an alleged cover-up of former President Joe Biden's declining cognitive ability. And several key staffers could face several subpoenas if they do not answer questions by tomorrow. Here's the latest.
Oversight Committee Chairman Comer tells me that his committee is ready to drop those subpoenas within minutes if former President Biden's doctor and those four other staffers do not respond to his request for an interview by tomorrow's deadline. Comer is also telling me that he's willing to expand those summons to include former First Lady Jill Biden, their son Hunter Biden, and former Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre if that is where the committee's investigation leads them. If the committee does find any wrongdoing in their investigation, Chairman Comer says that he would send criminal referrals to AG Pam Bondi.
And Tesla sales are plummeting in Europe, and analysts say it's in part because of CEO Elon Musk's rhetoric and political activities. Sales across the continent fell nearly 50% in April compared with last year. That's while overall electric vehicle sales were up more than 30%. Musk drew the ire of some when he endorsed a far-right German political party earlier this year, and protests also broke out at Tesla dealerships as Musk was spending $300 million to get President Trump reelected.
Okay, you're listening to News Radio 92.3. Thanks for having us on this afternoon. President Trump suspending federal research funding to Harvard. Molly Line has the details from Cambridge.
As Harvard preps for a hearing in federal court tomorrow, aiming to get longer-term relief for their international students after the Trump administration revoked the university's ability to enroll those foreign students, citing discrimination and anti-Semitism on campus, Harvard's president, Alan Garber, is arguing against the extensive cuts that the government is making to the Ivy League institution's research funding. As the Trump administration is urging all federal agencies to review Harvard contracts for termination or potential transfer, Massachusetts Governor Democrat Maura Healey, a Harvard grad, slammed the move as an attack on the life-saving, world-changing research that happens at Harvard and at colleges and universities across the country.
And Health and Human Services Secretary RFK Jr. is considering a move to ban government scientists from publishing in leading medical journals. During a podcast appearance, Kennedy Jr. said Lancet, the New England Journal of Medicine, JAMA, and other journals are all corrupt. Although the publications are consistently ranked as the top medical journals in the world, Kennedy alleged they are vessels for pharmaceutical companies. He's proposing for agencies within HHS to create their own in-house journals that will become the preeminent journals in their field.
A recent Senate Appropriations Subcommittee hearing focused on the fiscal year 2026 budget for the National Guard and the Reserves. Kevin Urinsky has the details on News Radio 92.3.
The chief of the National Guard Bureau, General Stephen Nordhaus, described the economics of the military's citizens branch.
We represent 20% of the joint force at 4% of the budget,
which leaders reminded senators makes the Guard and Reserves vital. However, the witnesses, such as Lieutenant General Robert Harder, the chief of the Army Reserve, testified that despite that principle, they don't have what they need to operate properly.
With our largest problem areas being inadequate manning in our formations, aging facilities that don't support our training requirements, and poor equipment readiness.
Witnesses from the other military branches testified to similar problems. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
And President Trump says it'll be revealed soon if Russian President Putin wants to end the war in Ukraine. He spoke from the Oval Office saying, "We'll know in about 2 weeks if Putin is tapping us along or if he's serious about actually signing a peace agreement." He says U.S. officials are dealing very strongly with Putin.
Okay, thinking about maybe investing in your future. Powerball tonight, $189 million, $83.1 million cash option. Drawing at 10 o'clock. Play wisely. Good luck to you. Coming up in less than 5 minutes, sports on News Radio 92.3.
Fox News
News, I'm John Saucier. President Trump's spending package passed in the House last week. Elon Musk, speaking out about it, says he's disappointed to see the bill increase the budget deficit, says it undermines what DOGE is doing. The president responded, says he himself not happy with everything that's in it, but the pros outweigh the cons.
We will be negotiating that bill, and I'm not happy about certain aspects of it, but I'm thrilled by other aspects of it. That's the way they go. It's very big. It's the big, beautiful bill. But the beautiful is because of all of the things we have.
German's Foreign Minister Johann Vonnefeld telling Fox News Channel Germany's working alongside the United States to urge Russian President Vladimir Putin to stop attacks on Ukraine.
We really see that pressure is needed on Putin to force him to be ready for negotiations.
Germany's removed range restrictions on weapons it gives to Ukraine. That would allow deeper strikes into Russia. America's listening to Fox News.
This is Pastor Carl Gallups of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church in Milton, Florida. Are you and your family looking for a church that when Sunday morning rolls around, you can say, oh good, it's time to go to church? Well, let me invite you to consider worshiping with us at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church, where multiplied hundreds of people say these very words every Sunday. We are doctrinally sound, featuring the exaltation of Jesus Christ and the clear contextual preaching of the Bible. The Bible is made relevant and exciting. You're convicted, challenged, encouraged, and uplifted at the same time. We have premier youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, Bible studies, and missions outreach. We have a team of pastoral counselors offering guidance for your Christian and family life. You can find out everything you'd want to know about us on our huge and highly interactive website at hickoryhammockbaptist.org. Let me give you an open invitation to worship at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church this Sunday morning. And then the next Sunday, you'll say, oh good, it's time to go to church. I kid you not. Regular members and even first-time guests say it every single Sunday.
It's always Sonny's here. This is Eldon with Sonny's Barbecue. When you're ready for slow-smoke barbecue prepared by local pitmasters since 1968, it's always Sonny's. Visit us at four convenient locations in the News Radio area. Pine Forest, Navy Boulevard, 9th Avenue, and in Pace on Highway 90. With $10 big deals and all-you-can-eat ribs for only $19.99 every day. Kids eat free every Saturday, and don't forget that good old banana pudding. All served with a heaping portion of Southern hospitality. Open daily at 10:45. And remember, it's always Sonny's here.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Friday night, don't miss the Grand Fiesta Parade in downtown Pensacola. Don't miss the crews, high school bands, the King, Queen, and their court. The fun rolls at 7. The Fiesta Boat Parade is Saturday beginning at 1. The best place to catch the colorful parade from land will be from Sanders Beach, Corinne Jones Center, or Plaza de Luna downtown. Find more events and submit yours at newsradio923.com.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Right now with Chris and Austin. Here's today's top three stories.
Well, with the return of curbside recycling, the city of Pensacola's trash rates could potentially change. The new rates will go into effect on July 1st if approved by the city council on June 12th. Residential customers will pay $24.99 for once-a-week pickup or $32.99 to add recycling service. Commercial property owners who use the city for trash pickup will take the biggest hit under the proposed plan, with rates for basic service increasing by at least $22.54 a month.
Okay, here's the second story, important story we want to share with you today. Mayor Reeves is addressing the high cost of children for working families in Pensacola. Now, today, this afternoon, it was actually an all-day affair. The mayor held a child care summit. The meeting was organized to bring people involved in child care services together to discuss potential ideas and concepts. Reeves found that 15% of parents had left a job in the last 6 months because of issues with child care.
And your third and final top story this afternoon. This past Memorial Day marked one of the busiest days in Pensacola International Airport's history, with over 13,450 travelers. Monday marked the fourth busiest travel day in the airport's history and the second largest of the year. PNS officials say most airports grow at a rate of 3-4%, but PNS last year grew 14%, and this year the airport is up about 4-5%.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
One win away from reaching the finals. Good morning, I'm Jared Max. The Indiana Pacers and the Edmonton Oilers are almost there. NBA Eastern Conference Finals, Game 4 in Indianapolis. The Pacers beat the Knicks 130-121 to take a 3-1 lead. Tyrese Halliburton had 32 points, 15 assists, and 10 rebounds with no turnovers. Indiana can advance to the NBA Finals with a win over New York tomorrow at Madison Square Garden. Western Conference Finals, the Oklahoma City Thunder can advance tonight past the Minnesota Timberwolves. OKC leads 3-1. Hockey. Edmonton Oilers scored a 4-1 win at home over the Dallas Stars for a 3-1 lead in the Western Conference Final. Tonight, the reigning Stanley Cup champion Florida Panthers will try to return to the Cup Final. They're up 3-1 on the Hurricanes. Game 5 is in Raleigh. Look who hit another home run.
Lifts the first pitch the other way. Kwan steps back onto the track. It is gone! Sky scraping drive the other way, and Ohtani's got his 20th. What the Ohtani, he says. Third consecutive game with a long ball for Shohei Ohtani.
On Spectrum Sportsnet LA, after Ohtani had homered for the second game in a row Monday to raise his total to 19 homers in 54 games, he was on pace to hit a career-high 55 home runs. Now, with 20 home runs in 55 games, Ohtani is on pace to hit around 59 homers. The NL West-leading Dodgers worked the Guardians 9-5. American League-best Detroit Tigers improved their record to 36-20, third straight win for Detroit, 3-1 over San Francisco. Tigers one game ahead of the Yankees for the best standing in the American League. Golf, the PGA Tour now. That beginning with this year's season-ending tour championship, all golfers will begin the tournament at even par, opposed to the format that's been in place since 2019, where players had scores already at the start of the tournament based on their FedEx Cup playoff points earned. For more scores, stories, and features, go to foxsports.com. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
Yeah, you heard some about the NBA postseason scene there. Well, the Oklahoma City Thunder are going to attempt to punch their ticket to the NBA Finals tonight. They'll host the Minnesota Timberwolves for Game 5 of the Western Conference Finals. OKC up 3-1. You can catch coverage of this on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola. That's 99.1 FM, 1330 AM. Coverage starts at 7 p.m. You can also get the ESPN Pensacola mobile app, which is absolutely free.
Oh, Mary Lou, what have you done? The U.S. gymnastics icon facing legal troubles here today. Joe Morgan has the details.
Mary Lou Retton is facing a misdemeanor charge of driving under the influence after being arrested in West Virginia. Retton was stopped on May 17th and smelled of alcohol and was slurring her words, according to the criminal complaint, while officers observed a container of wine in the passenger seat. Retton refused a roadside breath test and blood test and was released after paying a $1,500 bond. Retton became the first American female gymnast to win the individual all-around competition at the 1984 Olympics when she was 16 years old. In 2023, she nearly died due to a rare form of pneumonia. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
And the possible sale of the Minnesota Twins is heating up. Potential buyers have visited Target Field over the last 3 weeks now. They have also visited with the existing owners and Twins executives. One source told the Star Tribune that a sale of the MLB team is a lot closer to the end than the beginning. There's no sign that any of the bidders have made an offer, though.
All right, a very interesting thing happening out west. The Justice Department says it's launching an investigation into potential Title IX violations in California by allowing transgender women to participate in women's school sports. Here's Jill Nato.
The DOJ says it's taking action to enforce Title IX in California to protect girls' sports. The state's alleged to unlawfully allow males to participate on female sports teams. They've sent letters of legal notice to California Attorney General Rob Bonta, State Superintendent of Public Instruction Tony Thurman, and others, telling them of the probe to determine if the state is engaging in discrimination on the basis of sex. The National Women's Law Center says there's only a small number of trans and intersex girls and women athletes, and they've not demonstrated any overwhelming advantage. Jill Nato, Fox News.
This is your CBS Sports Minute. This is Zach Gelb of the Sports Minute. Last year, Connor McDavid became the first non-Stanley Cup champion to win the Conn Smythe Trophy since Jean-Sebastien Giguère did so back in 2003. And now a rematch for McDavid's Edmonton Oilers against the Florida Panthers in the Stanley Cup final seems inevitable, as both the Oilers and Panthers are up 3-1 in their conference finals. And it's going to be fascinating to see the best player on the planet in McDavid can beat the best team on the planet in the Panthers and do so four times to hoist his first ever Stanley Cup. I'm Zach Gelb.
Check engine or ABS light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Here at the Almond Joy Factory, where tropical vibes abound, we use soft, fresh-tasting coconut.
The crunchiest almonds and delicious chocolate candy.
Ah, but do you know what our most important ingredient is?
Sometimes you feel like a nut.
Sometimes you don't.
Almond Joy's got nuts and something even way better than that. Yes, Almond Joy is made with almonds and joy.
In a world parched for excitement, Twisted Tea's your refreshing thrill ride of flavor. The hard iced tea that's smooth, made with real brewed tea and 5% alcohol. Twisted Tea, keep it twisted.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
Here's today's health news.
Okay, animal hospitals in Colorado are reporting an increase in ticks among pets. You were talking about fleas earlier, weren't you, about experiencing that this time of year?
Yeah, dogs always deal with fleas, and we got to bathe my little Boston Terrier soon.
He'll love it tonight. Kim Posey, I used to work at the station in Denver, KDVR, Fox 31, has more on the story.
Brittany Hartman is a supervisor at Indian Tree Animal Hospital in Arvada.
A lot of people think that ticks aren't in Colorado or that you have to go hiking to find them, and that's just not the case. They're in our neighborhoods. They're in the open spaces.
Hartman says there are a lot of flea and tick prevention medications to choose from. But what if you do find a tick? Dr. Emily Weibland says to use something like tweezers and pull the whole body and head off.
If you just pull the body off and leave the head in there, that can create infections and stuff.
Now, according to CSU Extension, the Rocky Mountain wood tick is the most active tick, and Colorado tick fever is the most common tick-transmitted disease.
Gosh, luckily our animals haven't dealt with ticks. What a pain. And low levels of lead exposure have the potential to impact academic performance. A study published in Environmental Health found that a small climb in blood concentrations of the toxic metal, even within the range currently deemed acceptable by public health agencies, was associated with worse performance on standardized tests. According to the study's research team, the declines in school tests associated with lead levels were generally steady across all grades.
Okay, a new study finding that a young child who experiences the divorce of his or her parents could be affected in many ways into their adulthood. Grinnell Scott has more.
The study is from the U.S. Census Bureau and two universities, Maryland and Cal Merced. Results found divorce experienced by a child under five manifests itself in three major ways: household income loss, gravitation to lower income neighborhoods, and less parental access. Among teens who experience a parental divorce, short-term rises are seen in teen pregnancies and incarcerations. The effects were found to be similar regardless of race or ethnicity. It's estimated that about one-third of U.S. children experience their parents' divorce. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
An uptick of injuries may be coming as summer approaches. Fox's Lisa Brady has more in this House Call on Health.
This is House Call for Health. While the risk for drowning can increase in the summer months, doctors say this upcoming season is also marred by a slew of other fatalities and injuries. A common summer risk, head injuries from accidents on bikes, scooters, and similar types of activities. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says wearing a properly fitted helmet can lower your chances for traumatic brain injuries and concussions. Your yard may also need some attention. Safety experts recommend creating a border around fire pits to prevent people and animals from stumbling in or getting too close. Mishaps with fireworks can lead to burns. For mild injuries, doctors say use cool water, but for a serious burn, seek emergency care. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
545 News Radio, 92.3 Austin Price. Looking at the weather and local traffic together this afternoon.
Yes, looking at the roads here, not too much going on. Still have a little bit of backups at the intersection of North Davis Highway and Brent Lane. Also have some issues on Pine Forest Road still if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Last minute. Major major spot. Seems like it's going to be Highway 90 traveling eastbound, heading towards Avalon Boulevard. We typically have congestion there, but there has since been an accident reported. Seems to be right in front of PSC's Milton campus, so be on the lookout for that. As for the weather on a local scale, 85 degrees, low of 74 tonight, with about a 40% chance of showers this evening. Those chances will not only linger, but increase tomorrow, where the high will be 85 and the low will be 74.
Okay, that's your local snapshot. Let me give you a national look into the weather situation. Severe weather in store for parts of central U.S. Meteorologist Adam Klotz has a look at your Fox weather forecast.
A powerful low-pressure system is bringing widespread storms across the central United States today. Expect severe thunderstorms stretching from Texas through Missouri and into the southeast, with the potential for large hail, damaging winds, and isolated tornadoes. Farther north, cooler air is filtering in behind the front, bringing scattered showers and gusty winds from the Dakotas into the Great Lakes. Out west, dangerous heat continues to build. Parts of California, Nevada, Arizona are under excessive heat warnings, with triple-digit highs and elevated fire danger. The heat extends north into the interior northwest, with temperatures will run 10 to 20 degrees above average. Adam Klotz, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. HP reported second quarter results that beat analysts' estimates for revenue but missed on earnings and guidance, in part due to President Trump's tariffs. Shares sank 15% after the report. Revenue for the quarter increased 3.3% from $12.8 billion in the same period last year. Artificial intelligence startup Anthropic says Netflix chairman Reed Hastings is joining its board of directors. Hastings was appointed to the board by an independent body of five financially disinterested members, according to a release from Anthropic. Joby Aviation shares jumped 29% at one point today after the maker of electric air taxis said it received $250 million from Toyota. The payment is part of a previously announced deal from the car maker to invest $500 million in the company. Crude oil futures for July are sitting under $62 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
Okay, part of the trade talks between the U.S. and European Union is extending duty-free imports of American lobsters. Jeff Locke, he's on a boat there in Kennebunkport, Maine this afternoon.
It was during the first Trump administration where they ended the tariff. It was an 8% tariff on U.S. lobsters. And I tell you, in Europe, it's a big deal to get an American Maine lobster. Chris Welch, you know, you don't want to get in the middle of a tariff battle. A lot of lobstermen support the president. But if that tariff comes back on U.S. lobsters to Europe, what's that do to your market?
So with the tariffs, I don't know a lot about tariffs myself, but what I do know is what affects our bottom line. And as long as the markets remain open, that's good for us and everybody in the Maine lobster industry. So if we can keep things working in the right direction, that's what I'm hoping for. So
I hear you.
And General Motors pouring almost $1 billion into a Western New York propulsion assembly plant for equipment and machinery upgrades. The $888 million investment will also cover renovations to the Tonawanda propulsion plant near Buffalo, plus continue to support almost 900 jobs there. Tonawanda town leadership is pleased with the automotive giant's investment and commitment to the region. The project will begin in July and end in 2027. GM says it's the largest investment the company has ever made in an engine plant.
Okay, planning your summer vacation? Delta Airlines is making it easier with new nonstop Saturday flights starting in June. Flights to and from Detroit are coming to Pensacola and Destin-Fort Walton Beach airports starting on June 8th. While we're talking about airlines here, Austin, the bags fly free era is over at Southwest. Jenny Casola has the report.
Starting today, Southwest Airlines will be charging $35 for your first checked bag and $45 for a second. The fees apply to travel booked on or after May 28th. If you're already holding a previously purchased ticket, you'll avoid the fee for those flights. Higher-priced tickets will also include checked bags. Frequent flyers with the highest status can check two bags free, and those holding the airline's credit card will get one bag free. Southwest's slogan was Bags Fly Free, which it even featured in ads, but higher costs have pushed Southwest to make changes. It is now offering basic economy tickets. It's changing planes for extra legroom seats, and assigned seating will start later this year. Jenny Cosola, Fox News.
And Salesforce says it's acquiring cloud data company Informatica for $8 billion. The software company said it's buying Informatica to support its push into AI. Under the terms of the deal, holders of Informatica stock will receive $25 in cash per share. Shares of Salesforce force closed over 1% higher after Tuesday's announcement. Informatica stock rose 6%.
Okay, the CIA saying recent videos targeting Chinese dissidents interested in spying for the U.S. are doing the trick. David Spunt has more on News Radio 92.3.
Tomorrow marks 4 weeks since the CIA released two videos on multiple social media channels with the goal of recruiting Chinese spies to help the United States. Fox News is told the plan has worked so far. Both videos look like they were produced on a Hollywood soundstage. The language is in Mandarin. The goal is recruiting Chinese spies. The first video is directed at senior Chinese Communist Party leaders who intelligence officials believe are in an uncertain situation now, where they're seeing their colleagues fired, jailed, some who have even completely disappeared. The second video, directed at more junior officers or temporary workers within the CCP. The videos were released on CIA social media channels, including YouTube and Facebook. Director Ratcliffe is confident the videos can get around the so-called Great Firewall of China.
Vice President J.D. Vance delivering the keynote address at the BitCon 2025 conference in Las Vegas. Christian Goodwin has more.
Vice President J.D. Vance says crypto and digital assets are part of the mainstream economy and are here to stay.
Our administration, we prioritize eliminating the rules, the red tape, and the lawfare that we saw aimed at crypto by our predecessors. We're ending the weaponization of federal regulations against this community.
Saying he's optimistic that Congress will pass the Genius Act.
And once the Genius Act is enacted, it's poised to vastly expand the use of stablecoins as a digital payment system for millions of our fellow Americans.
Noting the Trump administration will then move to enact a transparent and tailored regulatory framework for digital assets. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
5:52 here. We'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. Back in just a couple minutes with some pop culture notes to ease you into the end of this 5 o'clock hour right here on News Radio 92.3.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them this Friday at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. UWF Board of Trustees installs Manny Diaz as the interim president and likely future permanent president. A lot of controversy. We talked about that extensively. We talked with ECUA Executive Director Bruce Woody about whether the changes made by the EPA to some of the PFAS rules actually affect us here. Short answer, they don't really. Mayor D.C. Reeves joined us, and we talked about whether there's going to be any impact from the protest against the America's Cup by American Magic, as well as recycling coming soon. You can listen to all of these conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
News Radio Pensacola has a team of experienced and award-winning journalists dedicated to bringing you the most accurate and up-to-date news coverage. Informative, local, dependable.
Get all the news updates within 30 minutes right here on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
5:55, heads up, Pensacola, Austin Price, looking at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Absolutely. Let's see. Not too much going on the roads. That typically is how it goes this time every afternoon. If you are dealing with some backups, they hopefully shouldn't be holding you up for too long. Our worst-looking spot's going to be Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, and Gulf Breeze Parkway if you are traveling eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard. As for the weather, sitting at around 85 degrees, going to be a low of 74 tonight with about a 40% chance of storms. Those chances are going to greatly increase tomorrow to about 80%, where the high will be 85 and the low will also be 74.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Okay, News Radio 92.3. This story is scary, and because of the reality involvement. Some of the newest AI models are showing signs of rebellion and resistance due to the possibility of being unplugged. Fox's Jessica Rosenthal has the story on News Radio 92.3.
Anthropic's AI model, Claude Opus 4, said it could blackmail an engineer if it were going to be shut down. And a research firm said OpenAI's latest model sabotaged a shutdown command to keep it from being turned off. Not everyone is alarmed by all this, though.
There's no evidence that AI will ever be creative and write better AI. That's never happened.
Dr. Robert Marks is a professor at Baylor and director of the Discovery Institute's Bradley Center for Natural and Artificial Intelligence. He told the Fox News Rundown podcast there's been work on model collapse, where experts have trained AI to train a better AI.
And then in like the fourth generation, it turns out to just be a blubbering idiot.
Tesla CEO Elon Musk predicts AI will be smarter than humans by next year. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Yeah, I remember it was a rumor online that it may have been the people, like it may have been Zuckerberg and his people behind Facebook. They were making like a type of AI or whatever. This was years ago. And they allegedly pulled the plug on it because it started creating a different language.
Now,
that's just a social media rumor. I don't know, but it's kind of creepy to think about.
I buy into it.
The Tate brothers facing rape and trafficking charges in the UK. Andrew Tate facing 10 charges while his brother Tristan was hit with 11. The social media influencers were first arrested in Romania in December of 2022. And Romania's anti-organized crime agency searched Andrew's home in August of last year, investigating allegations of human trafficking, the trafficking of minors, sexual intercourse with a minor, influencing statements, and money laundering. The brothers have denied all of the allegations against them and spent several months under house arrest.
Afternoon, everybody. 5:57, News Radio 92.3. Discovery Channel is revealing the untold truth of the Titan submersible tragedy. This was a tragedy. Mm-hmm. Now, if you've followed this, just terrible. Fox's Michelle Polino.
Implosion, the Titanic sub disaster, dives deep into the events that led to the tragic OceanGate submersible catastrophe, from CEO Stockton Rush's vision to build a groundbreaking carbon fiber sub called the Titan to its construction and ultimate mission to the wreckage of the Titanic.
Prior to Titan's implosion, there had never been a hull loss in the entire history of commercial submarining.
The two-hour special features never-before-seen footage from global adventurer Josh Gates and offers an in-depth look at the final voyage culminating in the fatal implosion. It premieres at 9 p.m. Eastern on Discovery Channel. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And a penthouse loft that became famous in the classic film Psycho can now be yours for about $2 million. The loft was built in 1930 on the roof of an 11-story high-rise in downtown Phoenix. It has two beds, 2.5 baths, and a scenic view of the Phoenix skyline. Also comes with a gym, a pool, and valet parking. Fans of director Alfred Hitchcock will recognize the loft from the iconic opening scenes of the 1960 horror classic. And if you have the movie, you can now live there. The Psycho loft is on the market for exactly $2.2 million.
Okay, a popular theme park named for a popular country singer, once again, takes the top spot in an annual survey. Here's Tom Graham.
Dollywood earned the title of America's favorite theme park for the third straight year in 2024. That's according to the National Amusement Park Historical Association's newly released survey of its members. The theme park is located in Dolly Parton's home state of Tennessee in the tourist hotspot of Pigeon Forge. As for America's second favorite, Disneyland in Anaheim, California is the runner-up. And when it comes to the most beautiful theme park, the survey says that honor goes to Busch Gardens, Williamsburg, Virginia. Tom Graham, Fox News.
Okay, career source Escarosa is planning a summer job fair. This is very important.
Mm-hmm.
The first event scheduled for June 18th on the PSC Milton campus. On July 31st, a construction trade fair will take place at PSC's main campus. August also brings the Honoring Our Heroes career fair at the Santa Rosa County Auditorium in Milton. So there are a few things you can put on your calendar. And who says nothing happens around here, right?
Yeah, you and I are going to be going to that job fair, looking to work some overtime.
Absolutely. This is News Radio 92.3. Have a great afternoon, everybody.
Talk in the morning, 5 to 9 with Andrew McKay is on News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.